This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Maybe Esther by Katia Petrovskaya, read by Emma Gregory.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Thank Google. I would rather have set off from elsewhere than here. The wasteland around the train station that still attests to the devastation of this city, a city that was bombed and reduced to ruins in the course of victorious battles, as retribution, it seemed to me, seeing as how the war that had been the cause of immeasurable devastation, far and wide, had been steered from this very city, an endless blitzkrieg with iron wheels and iron wings. That is now so far in the past that this city has become one of the most peaceful cities in the world, and pursues this peace almost aggressively, as if in remembrance of the war. The train station was recently built in the middle of this city, and despite the much-touted peace, the station was inhospitable, as though it embodied all the losses that no train could outrun. One of the most inhospitable places in our Europe, united every which way, yet still sharply bounded, a place that always feels drafty.